Safe to Listen. Written by Peter Kollreider, translated by Alexandra Edwards, narrated by Melanie Preston. Are you feeling safe right now? Right here? Right where you are? Is everything okay? No threats? Look around. There are other people. Theoretically, they could all be dangerous, somehow, some way. There might be a child thinking about how to kick you in the shin in the most painful way possible, even if you can't see it. Just like that. Just because you're here. The others might even be dangerous without intent. You could spread a virus without being aggressive, for instance. You are virus-free, aren't you? Or are you a threat yourself? Are you the source of danger? Here's the question. What's the opposite of safe? Is it a threat, or is it simply a feeling of insecurity? Who is the risk factor? Where is the insecurity? But enough of the paranoia. If we choose to believe the statistics, most people are actually not dangerous. When we listen to our hearts, we've always known that. As for paranoia, it refers, among other things, to the feeling of being threatened, perhaps by a person or a thought. Paranoia cannot be reconciled with the feeling of safety. It is the ulcer of safety. Paranoia is insidious. When we experience paranoia, we safely and firmly believe that we are not safe. At the same time, there is no guarantee, no proof, that the threat even exists, so it may not be real. If it were real, if we had actual proof of the threat, we could safely say that we were no longer paranoid, but simply threatened. When things begin to appear in the wrong light, and the mist rises along with speculations, this becomes the fertile ground for insecurity. Who really knows? Whom can we believe? Who means well? Can we even trust ourselves? Do we trust the mountain on whose edge we stand? Do we trust ourselves to keep our balance? We can stand at the edge of the same cliff 100 times in the exact same position and with the same level of safety. But on the 100th time, we feel safer than the first time. Being safe is both a state and a feeling. These two factors are reciprocal. Our environment influences how we feel, and how we feel influences our environment. This is what makes safety such a complicated issue. We often cannot distinguish what causes insecurity. Is it the environment, external circumstances, or we ourselves? As soon as we become aware of that and realize that we can indeed influence the dangerous situation, things become easier. Once we have experienced this feeling of being able to impact the situation, we are led to a big word: courage. Having courage means taking action despite insecurity. The outcome may be uncertain, but we overcome these uncertainties, the risks and threats, in order to change the situation. We trust. Another big word, a term closely related to safety. Trust indicates that we believe in safety. We believe that it's safe, even if we don't know for sure. Sometimes trust stems neither from a situation nor from within ourselves. We trust in a higher being or in fate. This has worked wonders. Here's another interesting observation. The more we resist insecurity, the bigger it gets. If we are afraid of being unsafe, if we try by all means to eliminate insecurity and thrust it into the realm of improbability, it grows into something monstrous. But what if we accepted these insecurities? If we welcomed them as part of the bigger picture? Could that not stabilize the situation? And a stable situation clearly is a safe situation. Could we outsmart the dynamics by doing that? Maybe. But we must be courageous, and we must trust to let the uncertainties be what they are. Humanity has been struggling with this issue for a long time. Many a wise saying has been coined on this topic. Former US President Benjamin Franklin aptly formulated the dichotomy between freedom and security when he said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Winston Churchill's words on safety were shrouded in a cloud of cigar smoke as he declared, "Democracy means that if the doorbell rings in the early hours, it is likely to be the milkman." The Roman scholar Cicero provided the following guidance for life. A safe friend can be recognized in an unsafe matter. Audrey Hepburn, the film diva best known for starring in Breakfast at Tiffany's, spoke from experience when she stated that money had never made anyone happy, but it had always given her a feeling of security and thus increased her ability to be happy. Even Johann Wolfgang von Goethe can be quoted on safety. He said that taking safe steps required taking them slowly. The English novelist Samuel Butler may have been dead serious or ironic when he stated, "It is far safer to know too little than too much." German physicist Georg Friedrich Lichtenberg must have been led to the following conclusion by his observations of nature, when he said that a fly that didn't want to be swatted was safest when it sat on the fly swatter. Only when humans feel safe from the elements, from hunger, or from the hunger of others, are they open to discover something new, open for the arts and for developing as a society. We need to be mindful of who or what is promising safety at which price. And we need courage. As the German writer Joachim Ringelnatz once stated, it can safely be said that nothing is safe.